Many Republicans have criticized Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris for what they call a border invasion. The vice president is pushing back, spotlighting what she contends is her history of tough border enforcement. From member station KQED in San Francisco, senior immigration editor Tyke Hendricks takes a look at Harris's record in California and finds it has a lot of nuance.
Immigration isn't just an abstract issue for Harris. It's at the core of her own life experience.
They were born half a world apart from each other.
In 2019, Harris told a crowd about growing up with a father from Jamaica and a mother from India who came to California for advanced degrees.
They came here in pursuit of more than just knowledge. Like so many others, they came in pursuit of a dream.
Observers say her experience as the daughter of immigrants has intertwined with her career as a prosecutor to form a pattern, pro-immigration but tough in enforcing the law. As San Francisco District Attorney, Harris went after abusive employers shortchanging immigrant workers. But she also bucked city policy shielding juvenile immigrants arrested for crimes and favored turning them over to immigration agents. That doesn't surprise Dan Moraine, a California reporter who wrote a biography of Harris.
That she would take a dim view of people who break the laws. She's a prosecutor. That's what her job was.
As California's attorney general, Harris brought that forceful approach to tackling cross-border crime. UCLA researcher Sonia Diaz worked on the attorney general's executive staff in those days. She says Harris went after drug cartels and human traffickers.
She did a lot of work to address the proliferation of transnational criminal organizations.
But when thousands of unaccompanied children began arriving at the border in 2014, she led with humanity, says Diaz. Harris convened government, corporate law firms, and others, securing millions of dollars so children going into immigration court had lawyers.
The way that she acted was to identify how we as Californians, under her leadership, could start to fill the holes in access to justice and representation for these kids.
At an immigration rally on Capitol Hill last month, Angelica Salas said she's energized to have Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket. Salas runs the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles.
We know her. She comes from California, so she knows the immigrant community. She has stood with us in our worst moments.
She says when Harris was a senator, she did more than speak out when the Trump administration separated children from migrant parents.
She went to detention centers to talk to the mothers whose children had been taken away from them. And so we have incredible faith that she will be an incredible champion for our families.
Now in the White House, Harris is part of an administration with low approval ratings on immigration. To bring down record numbers of unauthorized border crossings, the Biden administration has restricted access to asylum. In response, many immigrant rights groups have sharply criticized President Biden, but so far they're not attacking Harris. Political observers say that's because advocates recognize the alternative is a return to Trump's hardline policies.
We've seen the Trump campaign lean into the idea that immigration is bad for the country.
Andrew Seeley is director of the Nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute.
But actually, most Americans don't believe that. They're worried about the border, which is a specific part of the immigration debate.
Harris will look for the middle ground, he says, bringing together the two sides of her own life experience.
I think we're going to see Vice President Harris talk about immigration as a good thing for the country because she's the child of two immigrants and she understands how important it is for America's future. And at the same time, talk like a prosecutor when she's talking about the border specifically.
Seeley wonders whether that will be an effective political message, as Republicans are sure to keep attacking her for the administration's struggles with the border. For NPR News, I'm Tyke Hendricks in San Francisco.